Blog Talk Radio.
Situation where you helped out a family member or you helped out a friend, you helped out somebody by putting them up in your crib for a little while until they got back on their feet. So let's talk a little bit about what it means to get back on your feet. Let's talk a little bit about what it takes to be taken off your feet. You know, how do you get to the point where you're not doing well financially? But that can happen to anybody. Some people have never done well financially. But let's get to the point where you actually have a good job or have a good career, but you fall on a hardship severe enough to whereas you don't have a place to stay. You don't have a home. What are some of the things that can make that happen? One of the things that can make that happen is going to jail. Going to jail, you come home, you know, you pretty much starting all over depending on how long you've been down. It may not be easy for you to break back into the industry that you left when you got locked up. So you may need somebody to let you stay there for a little while until you can get a place of your own. And, yeah, a lot of people might show you love and help you out. And they should. I don't believe in letting good people suffer or letting good people just get caught out there and not have anybody to lean on or have any resources to be able to utilize in order to get themselves in a better position. My allergies acting crazy. You see how red this eye is, man?
This shit's crazy.
The red eye. And it keep tearing up too. maybe if I wash my, anyway. So, you know, if you down with somebody and you've been close to them or they're close to you, or, you know, you see the potential in them, or you think that they're just a decent person and you're a decent person too, so you're trying to look out for the cookout. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But the thing about what it takes to be taken off of your feet to the point where you need a place to stay, or you need a considerable loan of money until you get back on your feet. People get put in this position who don't even lose their job, you know. So, but like coming home from jail is one of those situations where you might be dead pop. And by dead pop, for all y'all who ain't hip, that's when you don't have any money. You know, Philly, we say, yo, I was dead pop. I ain't had no money. I was broke. Brokeity broke. I was broke. Brokeity broke. Broke. So that's one situation. Another situation that hurts people financially is a divorce. Yeah, divorce. A divorce seems to be one of those things that can really knock a person's socks off. It can really knock them out the box financially. Maybe you didn't fare well in a divorce settlement. Like, it ain't look good for you with this divorce. With this divorce, yeah, she got the house, the kids, the money, cars, everything, assets. You got taken to the cleaners. It happens. It happens to a lot of men. And it happens to some women, too, from what I understand. But for men, we expected to take that on the chin. We expected to just eat that. But nonetheless, that's one of the things that can really mess you up financially. Having your wages garnished. Having your wages garnished. What's up? What's up, Erica? Lovely E. What's up, Ma? How you feeling? You going up on a late night? Oh, you probably at work. You probably. It's all good. You probably at work. I just got home from work. It's a good look. On the Instagram side, thanks for coming on through. So, yeah. So, in the divorce settlement, you may have not fared well in the divorce settlement. So, you know, your spouse could have got the cars, the kids, the house, the money, assets, wages garnished, all kinds of shit can happen in a divorce settlement, to whereas you might need a place to stay until you get back on your feet. You lost the family home. Yeah, you lost the family home. Yeah, like that ain't you. You're looking out with that heart. So that's one of the things that might cause you to have to stay with somebody for a little while until you get your get back on your feet. T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my peoples going directly into your site. Word. And she says, child support. Oh. Child support. Yeah. Now, I'm thinking, like, with child support, I've heard many, many, many and plenty horror stories about child support. Many and plenty horror stories about child support. And it's a shame. It's a shame that it has to be that way. To make sure that you financially provide for your children should not break a man. But if it's a situation where you have been in arrears, like, one thing about child support, if we want to use that as a reason that you have to get back on your feet, peep game. Them children ain't going away. And, you know, you don't want to be in a situation where you want to get a reduction. The Juicy BBW, what's up, Ma? I ain't seen you in a minute. She says, you're up on late. Yeah, we doing it late tonight. We going, you know, but yeah, we doing it late tonight. So anyway, yeah, you don't want to be put in a position where you want to get a reduction. You want to get a reduction in the wages that you have to pay for child support. But yeah, a lot of men get taken to the cleaners with child support. You know, I've heard men, you know, complain about how, oh man, you know, like I don't even have enough money to live. And some of them be capping. Some of them just be bullshitting. But a lot of men, this is a reality. So if you have to pay so much money in child support to the point where you can't even afford a place to live for yourself, then there's a restructuring or reevaluation of your situation that probably needs to be done. So I can't imagine you only having one child and being taken to the cleaners on child support. But if you have multiple children by multiple baby moms, I've even seen some men get away with that too. I've seen men get away with that too. You know what I'm saying? No, not get away with it. What I mean is I've seen men go through that too. You know, go through that too. To the point where, like, I got all these baby moms, I got all these kids, and I'm not making no money. So let's talk about this whole thing about just until I get on my feet, because this is what I really want to talk about. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody was asking you if you could help them out with a place to stay just until they get back on their feet? If you've been through this, you probably feel some kind of way about it, because one thing about the phrase just until I get back on my feet, first of all, it's a red flag. Any way you cut it, it's a red flag, because if you are off of your feet and you need a place to stay until you get on your feet, I'm not trying to diss nobody, but one thing that has probably happened here is some irresponsibility. You've been irresponsible on some front. Most people, moms, dads, or whoever brings them up will tell you, the first thing you pay when you get your money, you make sure that you take care of the roof over your head. So whether we're talking about the rent or a mortgage, don't go paying your car note before you pay your house note or before you pay your rent. Don't go paying your don't go get no bag, or don't go paying no other bill before you take care of the bill and the house that you are living in. And that makes sense to me. So if you are out there halfway homeless, living from pillow to post, being fed from hand to mouth, you've done something irresponsible along the way. I'm not even trying to diss. I'm just keeping it a buck. It's hard to deny that you done something to the point where you have not taken care of home. Literally, you haven't taken care of home. Because I don't care what nobody say. If a woman puts you out and all of that kind of stuff, you should always have somewhere else that you can rest your head. But I guess this is what this is all about, just until I get on my feet. The thing is, when people say this shit, I'm just going to keep it above. If somebody tells you that they just need to stay at your place for a little while until they get back on your feet, it's a red flag to me. Because what does not being on your feet mean? I've known people who needed a place to stay just until they get on their feet that never lost their job. How is it you never lost your job, but you off your feet? Okay. And you may have known it too if you let somebody stay at your crib, because who better to let stay at your house than somebody who's making as much money as you do, or at least good money, so you know that they can pay. And a lot of times, it's not about them not paying the rent. It's about sharing that space and what that means down the line. Like, yeah, when you helping somebody out, especially somebody that you really know, maybe somebody that you admire or really like or whatever, and you let them stay in your crib because you trying to look out for the cookout. You trying to make sure that they don't be out there homeless and being taken advantage of by people who are predatory. So it's like, all right, well, I'll open my doors to you for a little while because I know you make good money. You can afford to stay here, and I know that you'll save your money. And then you find out it's a whole different thing. You might bring somebody in your crib just until they get on their feet, and they never get on their feet. And next thing you know, they went from staying with you to living with you. Sometimes it gets so extreme to the point where you try to evict them out of your crib and you can't because they got mail coming to your house. And that's what you need to look at. Listen, for those of y'all who don't know, because I take for granted that everybody already know this kind of stuff. If somebody gets mail delivered to your house, even if they don't live at your house, do you understand what I'm saying? If somebody gets mail delivered to your house, even if they don't live there at all, guess what? You better be careful about inviting them over as a house guest because y'all could get into a falling out. And you tell them, yo, get the fuck out of my crib. They could go to the cops, even though they don't live at your house. They could call the cops because they mad because you kicked them out of your crib. And they could say to the police, I live here. And he tried to evict me. And you like, you don't live here. Fuck you talking about? And then they come up with this mail. That mail is their lease. So now you trying to explain to the cops, like, I'm telling you, they don't live here. And he or she is like, look at my mail. I definitely live here. You can't explain to the cops, like, no, he only used my address so he could get Rent-A-Center delivery, he was running from Rent-A-Center. Anyway. Yeah. That's one thing that can happen. So, but a lot of times people who still make good money and all of that, they don't always pay. So you might be dealing with somebody who doesn't like to pay their bills. Think about it. You got evicted from your home. It ain't normally because whoever is still at your home, if they put you out. It's not like finding people who have the integrity to pay the rent or help with the rent or pay their fair share. It's not like they come a dime a dozen because they don't. So you might have to use the fact that, you know them from prior experiences of whatever, but it's still a crapshoot when you let them into your home. So I've heard people say, like, I only need to stay here for a few days, or I only need to stay here for a few weeks, or I only need to stay here, excuse me, for a few months. Everything is a few. Everything is a low number. And that makes it easier for you to say yes. And you probably will say yes. And then you'll be kicking yourself in the ass for that. When they don't want to move or when they start making your life a living hell. Dumb shit. Maybe they use cereal, but they don't close the cereal box. Little shit that gets under your nerves and they don't see the reason that you bitching about that. Yeah, it might be a small thing to them, but it might be a big thing to you. Or you didn't have roaches or no other kind of bugs before they moved in. Guess what you got now? You ready to call an orc an army. But they wasn't there before, you know, bugs and shit wasn't there until your border. Just until I get on my feet person showed up. So they could have brought the roaches or whatever from their last place, or they may be practicing unsanitary or not being neat at your crib, and now you got bugs, you got roaches, you got whatever. Yeah, this kind of shit happens. And these are some of the things that you may have already pledged to put up with. I'm going to help them no matter what. I'm going to help her just until I get on my feet. People who get evicted from their crib. Listen, I was a landlord for years. I know what it takes to get evicted. I know what it takes to get evicted in the state of Pennsylvania. So you can't come to me and say, I only got I was late 1 month, and then they tried to evict me. Don't work that way. Don't work that way at all. You wasn't paying nothing for a good while. In the state of Pennsylvania, it takes a minimum of 90 days to get somebody out of a crib. Well, no, I say that wrong. Minimum of 30 days, definitely. TK Wright says, I've allowed house guests before when they had to stay, and the time period sounds short, but it is usually an open-ended time. Mm-hmm. It can turn out ugly and ruin relationships. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Whether you live by yourself or whether it's you and your kids or you and your spouse, y'all are used to things being a certain type of way. Somebody comes and disrupts that. Now you looking petty because you're telling them that you don't like that shit and not to do it no more in your house. Now you're looking petty and possessive and But that's one of the reasons why many people have kicked people out of their homes. And that's, I don't know about y'all, but that's one of the things that I always have to take into consideration. How did you wind up homeless? And what does getting on my feet mean? What does getting on your feet mean? Yeah. This is one of those things. When they say, just until I get on my feet, what does that mean? Does it mean until you save some money? Does it mean until you get your head space right? Does it mean until you can put a plan in motion? Does it mean until you get enough money to be able to get your own place again? What does getting back on my feet mean? What does it mean? What does it mean to y'all? Listen, we do have the Blog Talk line open. So if y'all would like to call in and give you 2 cents, you can call in. And your code is like 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. 319-527-6199. Y'all can call, give you 2 cents. I don't care if you laugh, cry, argue, fuss, and fight. We can go back and forth with each other, in and out. Up and down. Anyway, 319-527-6199 if y'all want to bust it up about this topic. And we ain't going to be here all that long. You know, we in motion. But we're talking about just until I get back on my feet. Is that a financial thing or is that an emotional thing? But sometimes people just be fucking up at the crib, and it has more to do. As Juicy says, I'm coming over to your YouTube. All right, that's what's up. That's a good look. But yeah, a lot of people, the getting back on my feet thing. Like, what does it really mean? What does it really mean? Like, because it can be a mental thing. It can be a mental and emotional thing. Like I said, some people have good jobs. They make good money. But maybe you suffer from depression. Can you get back on your feet if you suffer from depression? What does getting back on your feet mean if you suffer from depression? What does that mean? Exactly. What does exactly mean? Queen Monica. Queen Monica Davis is all up in the house. Good to see me some. See me some. You and Emily done laughing in the house. I said Emily. Good to see y'all on a late night tipment. Yeah, I could have done it on the way home, but I'm like, man, no. I'm going to do it right. I'm tired, though. Right after this show, I'm going to bed. TK Wright says, getting on your feet could mean forever. And when you try to tell them that, they've worn out their welcome. Yeah. You know, just until I get on my feet. It's one thing if you say it. If you are the giver and you say it, because if you're the person who says until you get on your feet, that means you've made the mental determination that you know how where they should be before they should be about your crib. But if they say just until I get back on my feet, you should ask them exactly what do you mean? What will getting on your feet mean? Make them tell it. Make them say it. Make them commit to what that point is. So you'll be able to circle back to that conversation and be able to do what's necessary in order to get them back on their feet for real and back on the road again. On the road again. Looks like I'm right back on the road again. Yeah. 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 So, yeah, it's one of those things, though. It really is. What does getting on my feet mean? What does being on my feet mean? Like, okay, all right, y'all. Wherever you are in life, I mean, you know, let me ask y'all this question. Whatever you are and wherever you are right now, do you consider yourself to be on your feet right now? Are you on your feet right now? Because I'm like, why is it only these homeless people or these semi-homeless people who need to get back on their feet? Let me find out the rest of us, some of us ain't on our feet either. Like, well, where are you at? I ain't on my feet. I can guarantee you that. I ain't on my feet. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's crazy. Okay. TK writes it, says, getting on your feet could mean, okay, my bad. One family member asked for 30 days and wound up staying 6 months, and they still tried to get more time. They weren't looking for a job. They had to go. That's what I'm talking about. What you mean? You ain't got no job. So, yeah. So are you saying that they don't even have any type of, they can't even fathom what being on their feet or getting back on their feet means? They just mean like, yo, just put me up. And you know what? Unfortunately, there are some entitled-ass family members who just figure that because we blood, because we family, somebody should put me up no matter what. And they honestly believe that. They honestly believe that. I'm saying, you know, I'm the uncle, I'm the brother, I'm the dad, whatever, whatever. So y'all should just look out for me. Yeah, well, we are looking out for you, and we have looked out for you. But ain't nobody going to carry you. And they looking like, nah, nobody going to carry. They not going to carry you. But everybody doesn't understand that, and that's part of the problem, and it's a major problem. Getting back on my feet. Getting back on their feet. So you might give up your kids' room. All right, y'all can start sleeping down the basement, both of y'all. So we're going to take down the bunk bed and let your uncle, you know, bring his bed in here. Disrupting your family. for his bum ass. And unfortunately, when we start talking about somebody who ain't on their feet, sometimes we are talking about a bum. Like, a bum is a person that don't want to get a job. It's not about the way you dress or smell or where you live. Being a bum is a lot about your attitude. Your attitude. You acting like a bum. Being lazy. Shiftless. You acting like you have a mental illness. You know, bums always be talking to themselves. Not all the time, but a lot of them do. T. Carey Wright says, be careful about lending your space during the pandemic. Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, man. During the pandemic, you'll never get them out of there. They'd be like, nah, you can't put nobody out. During this COVID time, a lot of landlords got bankrupted in 2020 because of this bullshit. But shout out to them. But yeah, just until they get on their feet, by the time they get on their feet, you so mad at them, you ain't even wishing them well no more. You ever had that happen? You ever take a house guest in and they start stealing shit? You ever take a house guest in and they don't come by themselves? They bring bring all their kids. They got like 3 or 4 kids, and you're like, well, I don't have that much space. Okay, well, I mean, you know, 3 of us can sit can sleep in the same bed. I'll sleep with the girls. The girls can sleep with me. And my boy, he can squeeze in the back. I'm like, what? But a boy got to have his own room. So he can have a back room and or he can use the couch bed. The couch bed. How many of y'all out there still have a couch bed? You know, when you don't really use your couch bed, you pull that couch bed up at your own risk because you might not be able to put the bed back in the couch. Shout out to the people who still have a couch bed. Doesn't it feel like every family had a couch bed at some point? Even the Evanses on Good Times, they had a couch bed. That's where JJ slept. They only had a two-bedroom flat in the projects. Shout out to Sabrina Green. Shout out to Cabrini Green. That's Sabrina Burge. Bree is in the house. She said, you don't think they make couch beds no more? Listen, putting the couch bed back in the couch, sometimes that shit was a job, man. That's why a lot of people bought couch beds and they never pulled them out. Like, I just wanted to, you know, just in case in an emergency we have a bed. But nah, you ain't pulling that shit out. I've slept on many a couch bed. Not in my own house, though. Never. DK, right, says, yikes, I had a house guest that was a couple for 3 months. Ooh. How do two people have to get back on their feet? Two people off their feet? Was one more on their feet than the other? DK, right, says, people stopped buying sofa beds so families couldn't stay. Like, sorry, I don't have no place for you. Yeah, I think the sofa bed got replaced by these elaborate futons. That's what happened to the sofa bed. I kind of like the word
couch bed. To me, a sofa sounds more comfortable than a couch. It was a couch bed. Because a sofa is better than a couch. But I love a couch, but a sofa is better than a couch. The leather is softer. But nonetheless, if you let somebody sleep on your couch bed, you know, the couch bed done fucked up your whole family time. Because the couch was in the living room. Y'all watching TV. So the kids can only watch TV up until a certain time because it's time for them. They got to go to bed. And their bed is what everybody's sitting on, eating potato chips, popcorn, eating ice cream. That's where the remote go. You understand what I'm saying? The couch bed, baby. The couch bed. Shit is bad. Shit is very bad. Okay. So getting back on my feet, getting back on their feet. Really though, how's a couple or one person that has multiple children? I understand how children can take up a lot of your money. But they shouldn't take you out or up off of your feet. It's a tough situation. Just until I get back on my feet. I don't know. I've known people who said that in a year later or more. Them people still there. You ain't a house guest no more. No, you're not. Some people try to keep that house guest. They try to make sure that they never look at them as anything except for a house guest because they know that they're trying to get them up out of there. Just until I get on my feet, your uncle came through Tuesday. And your brother just came home from J-A-I-L. He's a prison boy. Just until I get back on my feet. Other things that can cause you to be up off of your feet. Bad business investment. I said earlier in the show that irresponsibility has so much to do with it. Bad business investment. I put all of my money in slug snail trail. What are you talking about? You know slugs. You know the slugs that be on the sidewalk outside sometimes after a rain or when it's damp out. A slug is a snail. Oh, yeah, what about it? Yeah, you know that trail that they leave when they are traveling or whatever? Like, yeah. Yeah, I put all my money in that stock. Why? Because, man, you know, I'm trying to tell you, a lot of people don't know that snails, them slugs got a lot of earning potential. Slug trail. So bad business investments can have you running around here needing a place to stay with your broke ass who still makes a lot of money. And that's a weird thing. You can have a lot of money and still be broke because of your expenses. Who know about it? Or because of your spending habits. Because of your spending habits. Hey, Al. Virgo. Al. Alano. How you doing, Mom? I'm good to see me some of you. That's my word. So I see some people be up all late. This might be the move. Oh, hold on. It's late, Lee. I got to get on up out of here.
Listen. Yeah. Let's do it like this. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard. Go for yours. And remember, man, listen. We can pick up this topic at another time, but I wanted to drop this on y'all real quick. We start talking about helping people out just until they get back on their feet. And we might be talking about a situation that doesn't even exist. We might be talking about a no-win situation that we have voluntarily placed ourselves in that's just going to make us mad at somebody. Just know this, no good deed goes unpunished. And I'm saying that to say that you might help somebody, you know, get back on their feet, and they might look at you as keeping them down, holding them back. Somebody says, when are you going back live? We'll be back tomorrow. We'll be back tomorrow. She says, need... will have everything to be in showing. Oh, yeah. Okay. They have to want better for themselves. Yeah, you ain't never lied. Appreciate you coming through, Bree. Appreciate it. All right. So, I'm going to be back at y'all. Definitely. We'll be back tomorrow. It's going to be late. It's going to be after 11 o'clock. I can't say exactly when. But we going to be back at it. All right, y'all, listen. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all back to life. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. That's my word, man. So let me get on up out of here. Blog Talk. I holler back at y'all. And for my Instagrammers, yo, Five Slammer Jammer, thanks for coming on through and let me exercise my grammar. Peace. Let me get you going. And for my YouTubers, you know just how we do, but thanks for coming on through. I'll check y'all on the other side, my boobers. Peace. P-E-A-C-E. Peace.
No. Get the fuck out of here.